We're learning the laws of Shabbos. There is an entire siman which is specifically designated to the laws of the reciting of Bamei Madlikim. It's a very short siman, siman Ayin Resh. It really should be Resh Ayin, but of course that would make it a bad siman, and therefore it's written siman Ayin Resh. Loimer Mishnas Bamei Madlikim. No Hagin Loimer, the Mechaber tells us that we have a custom to recite the Perek of Bamei Madlikim, which is the second chapter in Masechta Shabbos. The Svardim Oimer Moso Kodim Tfilos Arvis, Behu Hanachon, as is found in the Sidurim, in the Ashkenaz Sidurim, as well as he says the Svardim, for those that do recite Bamei Madlikim, he says the proper way of doing it is to make sure it's said before, which means before Marv. And the Mishnah Berurah discusses why do we say Bamei Madlikim at all? What's the reason for it? So instead of the logical reason, what it says over here in the art scroll, it talks about when it was instituted, which was in the Gaonic period, and you think it has to do with which light, which type of oil or type of things you can use for the hadlokos neros. So he says, Lefi sheish bodin hadloka, which is true, because of the laws of lighting, Ushloish devarim shesarcha adam lomar besok beso erev Shabbos im chashech, which is only one Mishnah, but this is also the importance of saying this whole parak is because of this one Mishnah that says the three things which a person should say in their home, im chashecha, which is toward nightfall, before it's dark, namely, sartem, iravtem, hidliku asaner, the question of whether or not you have tithed, whether or not an eruv has been prepared, and not a question, but hidliku asaner, and we discussed this, why it's not a question, is because generally a person can just see that the candles are not lit, so you don't have to ask that question, you know that they're not lit, so you ask, you make the statement, hidliku asaner. So for those reasons, Bamei Madlikim is said. Now, the Mechaber said that it's better that it should be said before Maariv. And the reason for it is as follows. He says, Shimkomo sum atim l'spal arvis. This is specifically referring to communities in which they daven Maariv early, which means, assuming that you're only mekabel Shabbos at Baruch Hu of Maariv. So before that point in time, one has not yet been mekabel Shabbos. And let's say a person davens before Shkia. So you accept Shabbos early like we do in the summer. V'ayini kriyas perek zeh, by reading this perek, sheyikra mikodem, and it's still early, it's still not yet sunset, and you have not yet been mekabel Shabbos, yedah b'mah madlikin, you'll know the proper way to light, v'yizkar hashlosh devarim, v'yizahar lehem. You'll remember these three things to be cautious in them. V'al kain, and therefore he says, kosam v'shulchan arach buha nachon. That's why the Shulchan Aruch feels it's better that it should be done before Maariv. Duliachet feels Arvis Maynachkemina. If the whole purpose of this is so that we should know the proper way of lighting and the proper way of giving tithes and the like, so you can't do that after Maariv. You can't do it after Shabbos has already begun. You can't light Shabbos candles if you forgot to light them. It's too late. So therefore, he says it's better that you should save a Bamei Madlikim, practically speaking, so that if you forgot, or let's say you still have time, then you can rectify all the different things that you didn't do yet before it's yet Shabbos. However, not everyone does this. The minhag we have is to say it after Maariv. There's also reasons behind it too. Mikomo shno hagin l'omer achet tefilas arvis, cause of minhagim arach hatam. He brings down the reason, and this may be a little bit difficult to understand the reason. He says, k'day in order she'im ya'achar adam l'spalil. Let's say a person doesn't daven together with the tzibur, and you're there a little bit late. So yelo shows l'spal ba'od shomer b'me madlikin. Instead of you being stuck in shul all by yourself, you'll be able to at least be there as the service continues a little bit longer, so you're not going to be in danger. As we bring down, we'll see later on, other things that were instituted because of the dangers of, let's say, davening in fields, and who knows, if you're by yourself, it's not a very safe place. So Bamei Madlikim was instituted as almost like as an afterthought, just for people that potentially could come late, so that they should not have this concern of davening and being all by themselves. He says, therefore, in Shabbos Chol HaMoed, We don't say Bamebon Likin. Why don't we say it? So there's different minhagim. We only say the two paragraphs jump right into Barachu. So why do we not say Bamebon Likin? Lepisha in Macharin Kokachal Babesachnesses. You don't have the same reason that a person could come late to shul. Lepisha in Osim Hemalacha. So the Mishnah Berurah says the reason why a person would come late is because they're busy working. So if it's Chol HaMoed, in which a person should refrain from certain forms of malacha, so then we're not concerned that this person is going to come as late, and therefore, B'men Malikin is not said. Kosova Bach, Sheish Lem B'men Malikin Acher Kiddush. The Bach has a third opinion that not only should it be said after Marv, but even after Kiddush, specifically referring to the Kiddush, which is in the Shul. It's very interesting, the Shulchan Aruch, we skipped Simon Reish Samach Tes for a short amount of time, we'll go back to it. That is entitled The Laws of Kiddush Bebeis Achneses. And then B'men Malikin is the following Simon, which almost sounds like that it should be said after the Kiddush, the way that it was written up. Of course, the Shulchan Aruch says just to do it after Marv, he doesn't specify when. Many places the custom is to say B'men Malikin before. The custom of B'prisha Hatam, the Prisha says the reason for this. The Ner Beso V'Kiddush Hayom, Ner Beso Adif. We talked about this in Laws of Hanukkah, that if a person doesn't have a lot of money, and you only have enough money to either have for candles for the house, Shabbos candles, or Kiddush. So which should you choose? Which should you spend your money on? So the law is Ner Beso Adif. Better that you should have the lighting of the candles. That's more important because of Shalom Bias, as we discussed. And therefore, the Prisha explains, therefore it's better that you should learn the laws of B'men Malikin, which talks about candle lighting first, because that's more important in the event that you don't have money for both, and then only afterwards you can say or make Kiddush. Then Sif Beis tells us, Yesh in Omer Moso B'Yom Tov Shechol Lios B'Erev Shabbos. So let's say Yom Tov is a Friday, and then right afterwards is Shabbos. So that Friday night, do you say B'men Malikin? So the Mechaber says that it should not be said. And the reason the Mishnah Berurah tells us, why is there no reason to say B'men Malikin? Because we have to think about the reason why we say it all together. Lefi she'en yochel omer isartem. One of the things that we ask is, did you take off the proper tithes? She'en masun b'yom tov. You wouldn't ask such a question on Friday, because that Friday, Erev Shabbos, also happens to be Yom Tov, and therefore, since you can't take off the tithes, we don't have you say B'men Malikin, because that's not something which you would ask on such a Friday afternoon. The Chin B'Yom Tov, so too when it comes to Yom Tov Shechol B'Shabbos. If let's say Friday is just a regular weekday, and then you have Shabbos, which is the first day of Yom Tov, still we do not say B'men Malikin, Mishum Plug. We just don't make a distinction that any time that there's a Yom Tov, we don't say B'men Malikin. But the real reason is because of if Yom Tov falls on a Friday, then it wouldn't make sense to say Yisartem because it doesn't apply. And then the Mechaber says, we'll just finish off the Sif, which is another minute. He says, a machlokas. V'yeshe'en omrim osa b'shabbos shel Chanukah. Some people do not say B'men Malikin, which we do, as the Ramah says, on the Shabbos of Chanukah. Ve'enu hagin kein b'chanukah. That's not the custom. We do say B'men Malikin on Chanukah. We'll discuss the reason why. The Mishnah Berurah says, V'nei she'nisker b'psul shmanim she'en asurim b'shabbos v'lo b'chanukah. We're more lenient when it comes to the oils and the things to use for the Chanukiah than when it comes to Shabbos. So therefore, because of this confusion that could arise, when it comes to Shabbos Chanukah, some do not say B'men Malikin. We do. And the very last thing the Ramah tells us, V'chein b'yom t'shchol yos b'shabbos in Omer Moso, which we already said in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah then concludes and says, V'chein b'yom kippur m'shchol b'shabbos, if, let's say, as we had last year, Yom Kippur is on Shabbos, in Omer Moso, it's another time which B'men Malikin is not recited.